Welcome, everybody, to Live with Dr. Carolyn Dean. Carolyn is amazing. She's a doctor, she's a naturopath, she's an herbalist, she's an acupuncturist. She's going to tell you exactly what she would do if she were in your shoes. I can't think of a person who has devoted more time to helping people's health than Dr. Carolyn Dean. She can make a huge difference as you listen to her words of wisdom. We know she's ahead of time because she is the doctor of the future. Welcome, Dr. Carolyn Dean. Here we are.
Welcome, Ginny.
Welcome, Carolyn. How are you?
Just excellent. Thank you. It's wonderful to be here every week so I can just rant on and get rid of all. That's how I get rid of my conflicts, is I'm able to rant them out into the universe. So thank you very much.
Very good. Yes. And everybody loves your rants because they're highly educational and very inspirational. And it lets people know that, no, you haven't lost your mind. The earth is spinning sideways and all the things that pertain to health, wealth, and what do we say? What are the things you say?
Happy, holy, healthy, wealthy, and wise.
Yes.
That was the what my dad used to say to me as the Boy Scout, Girl Guide motto up in Canada. And did I ever tell you the story of my dad? After running away from home and then doing this and doing that. And I came back home one day to visit and I said, hey, I'm going into medicine next month. My dad almost took a faint. He grabbed onto something in the kitchen and he says, oh my gosh. He never swore. Oh my gosh. I was supposed to be a doctor.
Oh, wow.
So it turns out he and his younger brother lived in Boston with his mother, who was a nurse and a homeopath, and his father, who was this crazy inventor and photo engraver. My grandfather got mercury and lead poisoning from all his work. And the doctor said, you should go somewhere and sweat it out. And they had relatives in Newfoundland. So that's how I ended up eventually in Newfoundland. And so my dad said, when that happened, he had been enrolled into Harvard Medical School.
Oh, wow.
And so they ripped this genius kid out of, he was in high school, ready to go into university back then. And he said that was his dream. And now, you know, his errant daughter, his prodigal daughter had come home and fulfilled his dream.
Wow. And fulfill it you did. I don't think there's a more prolific story that could be told about what you've done with the last 55 years of your life in relationship to your doctor, a career as an MD, and also a naturopath and an herbalist and an acupuncturist and a lecturer and an author and an international figure and an influencer. And I mean, Carolyn, you knocked it out of the park for real, right? I mean, I bet your dad's just flipping out.
And he loved gardening and farming, vegetable farming. And I have the farm here. Wow. The farm, I think, is the pièce de résistance because we have to eat clean. If we don't eat clean, and we're eating off the grocery store shelves or restaurants or whatever, there's no telling what we're getting. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I hate to be a doomsayer, but you got to know that anytime you eat out, you're going to be eating the omega-6 seed oils, whatever water they use. It could be chlorinated and fluoridated. It's going to be high in sugar. So the meals are going to be high in sugar just to tempt your taste buds. So you've got to eat clean and as organic as possible. And then taking the formulas gives you the nutrients, because most of the land has been farmed out of its basic minerals.
Yeah.
So, I mean, basically we've got the answers.
That's right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? There are a lot of people here for the answers, and we're so glad you've joined us tonight. And of course, we've got a brand new audience on X at Dr. Carolyn Dean joining us this evening. And we know we're having a couple communication problems, Carolyn, with the people on X being able to contribute to our chat and us to respond to them. So we're working that out and we're getting that fixed, and that'll be fixed here soon. So the audience will even get larger. And then of course, our wonderful YouTube audience and everybody on the chat line chiming in, saying hello and building that wonderful community of people who are committed to having that clean living and having that healthy, holy, wealthy, wise lifestyle for themselves. So every week we have a kind of a few featured items that we go over for those of you who are just joining us. At any time, you can feel free to hit us up on the chat and get more great information. And we start out always by talking about Dr. Dean's library, because she is a phenomenal author. And every time I read her writing, especially something that new that she's written, it always reminds me of how good she is at taking complex medical information and technical ideas and translating them into layman's terms, very common sense, very practical things that you can look up one or two things maybe on the Googler if you have to, and you're going to understand fully what she's saying. She does not complexify information to make herself feel all high and lifted up and for you to feel little, you have to rely on her. No, she's trying to impart to you, to transmit to you the knowledge that she has. So all of her books are on Amazon. They're also on her website. And this week we're featuring the Total Body Reset for Women.
That's right. And the best way to go about highlighting this book, Ginny, is to go right to this week's blog.
Okay.
Which is the next thing that we usually do. So this week it's about the hormones. And the title, and you'll find this at drcarolyndean.com, down toward the bottom, all the weekly blogs and the shows and the interviews are all lined up, so you can click on them and follow what we've been doing. So this is Hormone Harmony, why your hormones are out of balance and what you can do about it. And what I'm going to do is just highlight a few sentences here in the blog, because it's kind of long. It's educational. So I'm saying most people, including mainstream medical doctors, don't understand the incredible orchestration of hormones in the body and the many ways that balance can be disrupted. So then I talk about there are eight top hormones. You know, you've heard of most of them: estrogen, progesterone, insulin, cortisol, testosterone, human growth hormone, adrenaline, epinephrine, and thyroid hormones. And every system in the body is regulated by hormones. And so when they're out of balance, this can dramatically affect metabolism, homeostasis of your blood pressure, blood sugar, body temperature. It can affect sexual function and reproduction, of course, growth and development, mood and behavior, and your sleep cycle. And there are lots of symptoms associated with hormone imbalance. And what's interesting, Ginny, is over the years, when you look at a lot of the hormone imbalance symptoms, you think of magnesium deficiency. And I don't know if I threw it into this blog, but estrogen, when you go through the menstrual cycle, there are times when estrogen is elevated. When you're pregnant, estrogen is elevated. And at those times, the magnesium in a woman's body can be 15 to 30% deficient. So that means women need more magnesium. Just by the hormonal fluctuations, you can be magnesium deficient. And also with the hormones, there can be hair loss or excess hair growth. And that's got to do with the thyroid and the PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome. But I'll just gloss over that. And then there can be unexpected weight changes due to your hormones. So we know that hormone imbalances, they can be in environmental factors. You can do the Googler and find this out about exposure to pesticides, BPA plastics, xenoestrogens, synthetic chemicals in household and personal care products, and they can all disrupt the endocrine system. Then there are lifestyle factors, stress, poor diet, being overweight, being sedentary, excessive caffeine or alcohol. I mean, there's all this stuff and stuff. Medications, birth control pills, steroids, antidepressants can affect your hormones. Fertility treatments, they're giving women high dose hormones to push their cycling. Hormone cancer treatments, of course, are disruptive. And then specific medical conditions affecting the endocrine system, Graves' disease of the thyroid and Hashimoto's disease of the thyroid. So there's a lot going on, but come to think about it, a lot of the hormone functions are processed using cofactors of minerals and vitamins. And it tends to be mostly magnesium and the B vitamins. The B vitamins, why? Because the Bs are, four of them are supposed to be methyl Bs. And methylation, which I think I talked about last week, is vital for the functioning of so many things in the body. So I'm saying the treatment of hormone imbalance resides in the nutrients you give your cells. But medically, what do? They give you estrogen, progesterone, hormone replacement. Women and girls with irregular painful periods are given the birth control pill. And of course, a thyroid hormone replacement that I've talked about a lot. And what I've also mentioned is that thyroid hormones don't get produced unless you have adequate amounts of 9 minerals, which we have in a picometer stabilized multiple mineral. And I talk about the rabbit hole women go into when taking the birth control pill. It can promote yeast overgrowth and infertility, and that's not talked about. The birth control pill metabolism occurs in the liver, and it requires extra amounts of methylating B complex vitamins, vitamin C, magnesium, and zinc. So when you're taking the pill, all those nutrients can become depleted. And then you have the birth control side effects that include side effects from these nutrient deficiencies. So there's the weight gain, fluid retention, mood changes, depression, even heart disease. I worked with an author on one of my medical papers back in the day, and she'd had a stroke on the birth control pill. Then women have to take very high doses of fertility hormones to conceive when you take 10 years of the birth control pill. And when you start the pill before you even start regular cycling, then the body doesn't even know how to cycle properly. So it has to be forced with these fertility drugs. And the thyroid itself, it's very much impacted by pregnancy. There's a drain on the mother's thyroid to grow the baby's thyroid. And women can become depleted, and then they're given synthetic thyroid hormone replacement instead of the 9 minerals. So I go on and on and on for a few hundred more words, maybe 1,000 more words, just tapping to the end of the article. So there's a lot of good information here. And then I say, you can read my historical account of hormone replacement therapy from the 1960s to the present day in Total Body Reset for Women. Women's lives were put at risk for 40 years so that drug companies could flourish from the sale of hormone replacement therapy, is what I'm saying. Now, I also say if like me, in my mid-40s, when I was in New York doing the AIDS research, massive stress, and I had an early menopause and had horrible hot flashes. So eventually I started to use bioidentical estrogen and progesterone vaginal cream, a tiny, tiny little bit, to deal with my hot flashes. So there are ways to gently treat without using oral synthetic hormones, because when you take oral synthetic hormones, you're talking about milligrams of these hormones, whereas in your body, the natural hormones are in the microgram size. So we're really flogging the body when we give milligrams. So I think that would be it. I've mentioned magnesium and the B vitamins are important for the hormones. So vitamin D, of course, is also important. So you can read all that in this blog. Over to you, Ginny.
Outstanding. I think if you are a woman on this planet, if you know a woman on this planet, you want to make sure that you have Dr. Dean's book, Total Body Reset for Women. It is soup to nuts, everything you need to know. And it's practical. It is not ridiculous. And it's natural, so that it's really compatible with the body. And it's easy and affordable to use the things that she recommends. And they're all things that she's done for herself. I followed her advice over the years. And look at us. Look at how amazing. Everything is wonderful. So, you know, you really want to take this stuff to heart, because it's very, very important. And as a woman, as we know, we have a little bit of complex technology inside of us. So, and hormones are technologies. They're fascinating. And they really can do wonderful things. And also the mineral base for hormones is so important, as Dr. Dean has said. So please, please, please. Here's a question from Michelle, and this is one of the kinds of questions that you get when you start exploring natural alternatives to synthetic hormones. And Michelle says, I hear that wild yam has properties similar to estrogen and can be used as a bioidentical. And can we just eat yams and get that same benefit?
Apparently not, but yes, it's wild yam that is the base a substance for creating the bioidentical hormones. But I think I read somewhere you'd have to eat, you know, 10 pounds of yams to get anything. So what they'll do is take the yam and concentrate, concentrate, concentrate.
Okay, very good, very good. Okay, I think we're caught up. Fergie's asking a question about PicoPets, but I'm going to talk about that at the end of the show. So let's press on to the other things you want to talk about, Carolyn.
Okay, so the next segment is the Maha Report. After we went through the 14 different major points that our work, you know, the new capstone work, the RNA reset work, focuses on, that compares it in equivalence to what Maha has on their agenda. We went through the 14, and now every week I'm doing an update on where Bobby Kennedy is going with Maha. So there are three explosive stories this week. Number one, Bobby Kennedy on some interview. I'm sorry, I don't remember who he was talking to. No, he came right out and said, sugar is poison, okay? And right now, Mel DeRose has us updating my sugar book and then working it into a little series. And when I go through what I wrote about sugar, it's just mind-blowing. And I'm not going to stop eating sugar. I'll take some extra vitamin C to help metabolize the sugar. But you have to know that if you have any sort of sugar problem, cancer, diabetes, pre-diabetes, you really have to stop eating the sugar and just stick with one or two fruits a day. And number two, all this business about Medicare, Medicaid, and how to reform Medicare to stop the fraud and abuse, but also stop the overuse. Put them on my formulas. Get a study of 1,000 people and put them on my formulas for a year, and you will stop them getting sick, needing medications. They'll have more energy, working more, you know, just being excited about life, because this is what we have with our customers. And we're finally, Ginny, we're finally going to do that survey. We have to do the survey of how well our customer base is doing on our formulas. Oh, it was a Dr. Phil town hall.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, they talked about the toxic bloat of HHS. They have 82,000 employees, a budget that's a third of the whole federal budget, that of the Pentagon. But our health statistically is at the bottom of 37 developed nations when they go through, you know, who's dying of what and when. 37th. So with our small company and half a dozen customer service people and our amazing warehouse team, we're taking care of tens and maybe 100,000 people. When you look at one person who buys it, but then 3, 4, 5 people in the family are taking the formulas, we are taking care of a lot of people. We can be taking care of these 82,000 people because I'm sure they're all sick. So I'm saying that a trial of using our formulas is underway in our customer base. And we're going to do a robust survey study and report on that, I promise. So that's my promise. There was a lot of good information. You should Google the Dr. Phil and R. Jr. Town hall. I think that's the word you would use, is town hall. And Bobby Kennedy, I think he had surgery for his dysphonia, but you seriously have to tell him to take our picometer magnesium. He's got spasm. It's spasmodic dysphonia. A spasm is a muscle contraction. What relaxes muscles? Magnesium. And what's the best magnesium? It's our picometer magnesium. So there.
Very interesting. That was Dr. Phil's town hall, the first 100 days of MAHA. And it was fantastic. And there's tons of great information in there, including the fact that they have stopped killing all the beagles and torturing these pets in these ridiculous experiments that are awful. And also today, President Trump signed the No More Gain of Function Research. Did you see that?
I didn't see that, but I could have reported on that next week. But
gosh darn it. Well, I got ahead of myself. I got so excited.
But that's awesome. I mean, seriously, these clowns that think they can keep a little tiny submicroscopic virus, you know, from escaping, from jumping onto, I mean, they're really, there's so much brouhaha in research. Like when Fauci says, "I am science," these people are clowns. And what they're doing, look what the National Institute of Health and the CDC and all these people, they were supposed to keep food safe and drugs safe. And all they seem to be doing in our world is attacking supplement companies. And they've let the American diet go toxic. They've let a lot of toxic material into our air, food, and water. They support medical treatments instead of lifestyle. Their food production, they've allowed it to be as toxic as seems possible. So there are all these things that they talked about in the town hall. And speaking of executive orders, February 14th, President Trump signed an EO to create the MAHA Commission. So there's actually a commission. It's not just Bobby Kennedy sort of riding the wave on his own. They have a commission there, he said, creating a list of deliverables. And he said the top concern is the diet, where we have 10,000 ingredients in our food, whereas Europe only has 400. And then the whole business of autism is interesting. Well, it's just horrifying what's going on with autism. And it can be related to mitochondrial disorders in one study. And what do we know about mitochondria? They make our energy into ATP molecules with a side of magnesium. All our energy needs magnesium.
Yep.
What do we know about the brain? Did we talk about, have we highlighted Complete Guide to Mental Health? Have I talked about the 2 million mitochondria in each brain neuron? And we have 86 trillion neurons in our brain. So if you want to fix your brain or the brain of your kids, you got to give them picometer magnesium.
100%.
Yeah. And Bobby Kennedy ended by saying that his top priority is getting toxic ingredients out of food. And that's, again, precisely why I'm so big on our farm here, is we are providing the people in Maui, we service all of Maui, we're providing them with safe food. The food is no longer safe. Oh, and then the third thing, actually that was only the second, the third thing is about Fauci. Fauci came up, and I know I've said this before, but it always bears repeating. When I was doing AIDS research in Manhattan, in the early 90s, we knew about Fauci because he was blocking any natural treatments of AIDS the same way that he blocked natural treatment of COVID. He kept saying, oh, you have to wait for the jab. That's going to be what works. But they only said that because they couldn't have the jab without proper studies, unless it was like by emergency authorization. If you had natural treatments for COVID and used them, then you didn't need the other. So we were played. And I hadn't realized this number, but Bobby Kennedy said that there were 330,000 people were killed with AZT. Now, my study, we were doing homeopathic acupuncture injections into acupuncture points with a magnetic spin. It was incredible technology. And our people on our study, as soon as AZT came around, they were hoodwinked into going to AZT, and they all died. And I don't have the follow-up of the people we treated, but at the time we were doing fine. So 330,000 people were killed by AZT.
Yeah.
So again, Bobby Kennedy for his dysphonia needs our magnesium. Make that happen. Okay, Jim?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Okay, let's get a couple questions answered and a couple comments. Now, last week, I don't know if you remember, E Music said that you were talking about 2,000 lobbyists being in Washington, D.C. Do you remember that article, what you were referencing?
2,000 lobbyists. Doesn't sound familiar. That okay. Number.
No. I will have to, I'll have to see if I can find it for her. Endometriosis in menopause. She said, Jean would like to know what you would recommend for that. She said the cramps are very difficult for her.
Because endometriosis, that's where there's scarring around the fallopian tubes. And when you have your period, then the pressure of the blood building will pull on the scars. So presumably when you have menopause and you stop having your period, the endometriosis doesn't act up because you've got no scarring. And the scarring is from sort of bleeding sites. So the bleeding stopping is supposed to stop the endometriosis. So if there's still pain, then that means doing castor oil packs, heavy duty castor oil packs, to get the lymphatics in the abdomen to sort of clean up the scarring or debris or whatever, because whatever is not in the normal blueprint of the body can get rid of it if you give it a little bit of help. And that's where the castor oil pack. So just Google castor oil pack application. You just got to be careful because it's very messy stuff.
Yes, absolutely. Shannon is here with us tonight. Carolyn, you know Shannon, and she's reminding us about Dr. Fauci and his ridiculous behavior and saying hello to you. I want to just tell you from my own memory, and I don't know if you remember this, but at the very beginning of COVID, the March 3rd, I think, we had Robert Scott Bell come on the radio show and talk about colloidal silver. And prior to coming on the show, he and you were talking and we were doing like a little backstage conversation and I was listening in and you both started talking about Fauci and you both said right then, we are so screwed if this guy's going to be in charge. And right then I was like, uh-oh, that's not good. And so there were a lot of people who did understand what was going on. And there were a lot of people that did know what was happening and what the fallout could have been. But unfortunately, we were silenced, just like you were and others, and not given the opportunity to really lead the charge in the direction of optimal health. And we know what the outcomes are now, but you were right there at the beginning of March with full wisdom and understanding about what we were getting ready to face.
Right.
Yeah.
And we just have to make a pact that we're not going to let that happen again. Okay.
Yes. Amen. And I think a good move today to bring the gain of function research to an end.
Perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. What's our next segment you want to do?
What's going on? Okay. We have another pop-up here, pros and cons of supplements. And let's see if Rachel can find, there we go. Isn't that the cutest?
I love it. The angel and the devil. Yeah, there are pros and cons. There's no doubt about it.
Now, of course, I know our dietary supplements, which we call formulas, are the best because I've been researching this information for 55 years. So I kind of know, and I know what works for me because I've been through the ringer on certain things like magnesium deficiency. But then I look at things like the Whole Body Detox Summit. And Jonathan Landsman, I think Jonathan's interviewed me before, but he's gotten into this webinar business and, you know, has 50 experts and they go on and on and on and you learn stuff. But I listened to the episode on parasites and the suggestion for herbs and herbal teas for the bowel and liver cleanses. And it's an allopathic approach to the problem. which is, if we've got an invasion, let's kill off the bad guys. But they're not looking at why parasites feel comfortable hanging out in your gut.
Mm.
It's because your intestinal flora are out of balance. And when they're out of balance, the parasites can find a home. If they're in balance, they won't. And what I am firmly convinced of, and I, you know, people aren't talking about this because I've been focused on magnesium deficiency and yeast overgrowth as the two main causes of chronic disease. I look at yeast overgrowth and say, this provides a hospitable home for parasites. And again, personally, I know that's very probable because when I first started going into hospitals, when I was in my, I guess, second year medicine, we had to rotate and interview patients. And I started getting staphylococcal nasal boils, the horrible little tiny boils inside my nostrils that were so painful. And it wasn't then, it wasn't until I started learning about yeast overgrowth that I realized, okay, my mucous membranes are saturated with yeast, and that makes a viable home for staphylococcal when I come across it. So I said, okay, I'm saying the same thing goes on in the intestines. If you have yeast growing up into your small intestine and causing a leaky gut, you know, because they poke holes in your small intestine, they're going to create a certain pH, a certain environment that allows parasites, because when we eat certain foods, we're going to be eating parasites. If people eat sushi, they're going to have parasites. So what I realize, and it's partly, Jenny, because of our customer base, we're not getting people telling us, oh my gosh, I got parasites. Oh, my parasites are back. Oh, what do I do about my parasites? We never hear about parasites, really. And I think it's because we go after yeast. We use a Saccharomyces boulardii, a fulvic humic, what else? What else is going on with our antifungal?
Inulin as a prebiotic, and then Saccharomyces and humic fulvic. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, very simple formula. And then the sidebar of silver, our picometer silver. So by acknowledging that yeast is, it's forefront in our diet because it's high in sugar and carbs, and we take antibiotics and we take cortisone, we take the birth control pill, we're under stress, which gives us more cortisol that grows yeast. Because yeast is part of us and it has a propensity to grow from up from the large intestine into the small intestine, we have to take care of it. And if we take care of our intestinal flora on a daily basis with our Saccharomyces, fulvic, humic, inulin, and the silver, and we eat fiber. And if you're not eating enough vegetable fibers, take psyllium seed powder every day. And that fiber is food for probiotics. It really is. They live on fiber. So in our world where we're not eating a lot of fiber, yeast again will overgrow, and the good bacteria, which will be fed by fiber, fed by a good diet, they diminish. They're killed by antibiotics. They diminish, and then the yeast will overgrow. So I'm saying yeast overgrowth is a hotbed for parasites, and then people will do these, you know, super duper webinars talking about how to kill the parasites without understanding the underlying environment. And what else we do is we work with methylated bees. Our bees also have two amino acids that are sulfur-based. So we're working with methylation and sulfation detoxing. That's on a daily basis. If you get the right nutrients, you don't have to do these major detox flushes and cleanses and this and that. Our body is designed to detox daily from the cellular level.
Yes.
What's going on in the cells? Vitamin C is a major antioxidant in the cells. What keeps vitamin C out of the cells? Too much sugar. If you have a high sugar diet, glucose, sugar, and vitamin C are very similar chemical formulas. You can look this up. And they fight for transport on insulin. Mm. And insulin rides the glucose to the cells. It rides the vitamin C to the cells. And if all your insulin is tied up with glucose, you're not getting vitamin C into your cells to do the cellular detoxification. So I'm really pushing vitamin C of late because we need it for cellular detoxification. We need it for collagen production. What else? Yeah, I just made a note. One speaker was recommending a rainbow diet because colored foods are higher in antioxidants. Seriously, you can't medicalize food anymore. Food is your medicine. No, food is just safe. If it's organic, it's a safe thing to put in your body compared to ultra processed food. So there.
So there. Very good. Excellent. Excellent. All righty. Well, I have a pro report. Do we have a praise report part of the program or comments or testimonials or anything?
No, I don't have anything.
I want to share something with you that I think you're going to be very pleased with. Shannon said that she was just going to write into Dr. Dean and say that her cardiologist did another echo with contrast today and it showed less damage than 2 weeks ago. And what is she doing? Taking Remag and the vitamin C and our other formulas, but Remag for the win. So how amazing is that? That is the beauty of the body, the intelligence of the body, and Dr. Dean's proprietary formulas all working together, those building blocks, and making really cool stuff happen.
And this is patient advocacy. You just speak up. Doctor, I feel better. Can you do another non-invasive test and see if I'm improving without going into angiogram territory, sticking a needle up the groin to the heart and putting in a radioactive dye? And seriously, that's absolutely fabulous.
Yeah, very, very good. Great, great, great news. Great news. Okay. So, there was questions and comments. There we go. Okay. What's next? What would you like to talk about?
So now we get to our papers. This first one is on iatrogenic diseases as a reason for admission to the intensive care unit, instance, causes, and consequences. Now, this was written in 1999. And at that point, they were finding that one out of every 10 patients admitted to the ICU is there because of a doctor-related side effect. Back then, they concluded that iatrogenic diseases are a persistent and important reason for admission to the ICU. Despite 25 years of experience with high technology medicine, iatrogenic disease still has a negative impact on the health and resources of society, because the first major investigation into iatrogenesis was in 1980. So they went to 1999 to see if anything had shifted, and it hadn't. And what I had been doing in the meantime was in my Death by Modern Medicine book, in 2003, I added up 783,000 senseless diseases. Now, what I think it was, 1999, they say, there was about 250,000. So in 2003, what I did is I added up statistics on government databases, hospitals, universities. I found 783,000 in hospital adverse reactions, medical errors, bed sores, hospital infections, malnutrition, outpatient adverse drug reactions, unnecessary procedures, and surgical errors. So instead of slicing it up, just say, oh, how many people walked into the ER and ended up in the ICU, I listed all the possibilities. In 2008, I had 896,000. And I'm sure, I don't know if I updated it in 2017. I think I got sort of burnt out. But it's probably a million people dying of these adverse reactions. And I didn't make a slide for this, but there was a 2025 paper, and it said trends in iatrogenic error related mortality from 1999 to 2020. Conclusions: the data indicate a notable fluctuation in mortality rates over the years, underscoring the importance of targeted interventions to address the regional and age-specific disparities. Investigating the causes of mortality variations offers crucial opportunities to reduce IE. So it's just typical scientific word salad, say nothing, and nothing's changed over the last 50 years. So a million a year, bank on it. So what do you think of that, Jenny? That's in Death by Modern Medicine. If you wanna know what they're talking about these days in MAHA and wanting to change things, I laid it all out in 2005 in Death by Modern Medicine.
Yep. And we went back through, we updated it, and we made it available to everybody. You can get it online, and you can also get it on our website, Dr. Dean's website. And it is a very compelling piece of information. And what you'll know about it after you read it is that they are not doing this stuff in a dark corner. They're out on Front Street, and they're publishing their work, and they're staking their claim. It's very clear what's happening. Sometimes I wonder if I ended up accidentally on the medical experiment planet, Carolyn. I mean, it's like, are we just locked in a weird medical experiment here in this incarnation or whatever's going on? Because it's overwhelming when you see the layers of what has occurred.
Yeah, and there's something new that I perceive happening. And I've talked with our dear friend Julie about this, where people, I think they're being told by their doctors not to succumb to medical misinformation.
Yes.
When someone told me the other day that they fell, and I said, oh, you should be taking magnesium. You've read my book, haven't you? Because I give everybody the missing link to total health. And she said, oh, well, I took Avista. I'm coming off that now. Avista is one of the bone brittle making drugs. It slams calcium into your bones, but it doesn't structure it in a lattice work. So it's a brittle bone. And I'm taking my calcium. And I said, well, you know, magnesium is very necessary too. You should be on that. And she said, oh, well, I trust my doctor. So she didn't trust me with my information. I trust my doctor. So I know people are being told now, this is the treatment. There's a lot of misinformation out there. Don't listen to it. Seriously.
Yeah.
Doctors, just like anybody who wants to, you know, maintain their turf, they're scared of all the misinformation out there that makes them look like they're clowns and they don't know what they're talking about.
Yeah.
So that was very scary to me.
I think that our generation and the one before us are going to be the last of the dupes. because these young kids are Googling, not Googling, they're doing Grok and ChatGTP. They're uploading their medical tests and getting their own analysis, and they're looking for supplementation and information and, you know, all these other kinds of things. They are not going to go down this path. They are not going to be played. So the I trust my doctor generation, hopefully, is coming to a wrap because they're not trustworthy.
Yeah, but Ginny, I think like Scott Adams says, you cannot put the truth on Grok, because the truth is that whoever is trying to pull the wool over our eyes constantly, whoever is trying to control us, whoever is trying to make it that drugs are the only treatment and that supplements are dangerous. So I don't think you can get truth anymore unless you listen to us.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Well, there's even a truth beyond our truth, right? And we even hold our truth at bay, right? Mm-hmm. When it comes to the true potential of the body, the true position that we can hold, our true expectation for what's available. And we even modulate our truth for this environment, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If we were to come out and say, yeah, I'm going to live to 120 and all this and that, and you don't have to die, people aren't going to listen. So, and they'll be all gone when we're hopping around and in our hundreds. They'll be gone.
Well, I think, again, one of the best things you can do is train your mind for that expectation.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get on with some of these articles. Here's a quick one. This is from BBC Science Focus magazine. And I think we just have the cover of the magazine up. Couldn't get the inside online article, but it's about what's in the water, March 18, 2025. So I'm bringing up this article in this science magazine to show how backward and dumb they are. So they ask, what's in the water? What's filtered out? Filters struggle to catch nitrates, bacteria and viruses. Now they don't. Viruses are too small to filter for the most part, as well as heavy metals such as arsenic and mercury. But that list should also include fluoride as the only hope of filtration that removes fluoride is a reverse osmosis machine. Here's the fine point from these clowns. Not that we necessarily want it filtered out, however. If water is fluoridated, that's good news. Fluoridation of a water supply reduces dental problems in the community. And, you know, my comment is not. It does not. I mean, it does. In one study for one little age group of boys, it showed that they had less dental cavities. And now fluoride has become the tooth treatments. It's in every toothpaste. And these people say fluoride is a good thing. It is a poison. And fluoridated drugs steal magnesium from the body. Fluoridated drugs have black box warnings about tendon rupture because a fluoridated magnesium fluoride compound called sellate will deposit in tendons and can cause tendon rupture. So there, these people are silly. They are not scientists. They don't know what they're talking about. And what is it? Oh yeah, Scott Adams. I listen to Scott every day, so I'm going to be quoting him. He says this is the Gell-Mann effect. When you see something in your field that's an error and you point it out, then you have to realize how many hundreds of times you'll read something out of your field and think it's true because it's not something you have depth of knowledge of. So we're always being lied to. We always have to second guess and look a little deeper if we really want to know the truth. So there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, here's another silly thing. It's about magnesium supplements. This article, it's a good example of how any magnesium is worthwhile because we are all so deficient in magnesium. An apparently well-known nutritionist writes, "Why my magnesium supplement of choice is magnesium oxide."
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and look at your face, Jenny.
Oh, gosh.
Are you? Why?
Why?
So this was in December 12, 2020. I don't even know the art.
2024. This is Dr. Kate. She's the doctor for the LA Lakers, the ones where LeBron passes out on the court all the time because he doesn't have enough magnesium. Yeah, this is kind of funny. Okay.
And because she's giving him magnesium oxide. And here's her stupid reasoning. I use and recommend magnesium oxide. Now it's 4% absorbed, okay? It's a huge laxative. It doesn't give you hardly any magnesium, but she says it's more compact and easier to swallow. Also, being physically smaller, we need only to swallow a single pill. Studies claiming it doesn't get absorbed are suspect. So she's advocating magnesium oxide because it's tiny. You only need a single pill. It's only 4% absorbed, and it will do positive things for the body because everyone is so deficient, any amount will help. But what about people like me that needed 1,200 milligrams of my magnesium to get my heart palpitations under control? So a magnesium oxide she's talking about, it may have like 150 milligrams of magnesium. If I took 1,200 milligrams of that, I would be living on the toilet. I would lose 10 pounds in a week. So it's just bizarre how they medicalizing magnesium, or are they just thinking it's a sidebar? Don't they know that it's responsible for 800 enzyme reactions, 80% of known metabolic functions? I guess not. It's just crazy. Crazy, crazy.
Let's talk, take a couple of these questions. One of them is, who is Scott Adams and how would I find him?
Scott Adams, if you remember, someone with the Dilbert comics. Dilbert, he's a cartoon. And he worked in an office, and he just shows the absurdity of office work. And that was Scott's life for maybe 20 years before he became a cartoonist. It's the funniest stuff. But years ago, he became kind of a political analyst, and he's one of these curmudgeon types. He always gives the curmudgeon approach to anything. So he makes you think of, well, there's something positive in the world. And he'll say, well, what about this little bit of negativity? Or there's something negative. He'll say, oh, well, what about this little bit of positivity? So it's a good listen. He's on 7 days a week. So even on the weekend, when everybody, as he says, all the lazy podcasters are sleeping in, he's doing his sessions. And I think it's because he's very lonely. He lives alone. He's divorced twice. And he has a dog, maybe a cat, and he just wants to hang out with people, and he does it on his podcast. So I guess Rumble would be a place where he definitely lives. I just look him up on YouTube, and then I keep getting hit with his daily one. So Rumble, it's Coffee with Scott Adams, and he loves coffee. He's talking about how wonderful it is. He gives all the positive studies, and yet he's there with fatigue and back pain and all the things that I know he needs magnesium for. So if you get involved with Scott, tell him to take picometer magnesium.
That's right. We're going to get you two together. It'll happen. Mm-hmm. The team's on top of it. Now, here's a question from Eugene. She's asking, my dentist prefers liposomal vitamin C to whole C reset because he's silly. Please explain the difference.
Well, liposomal, it's just stuck in some sort of vegetable oil. It's probably an omega-6 seed oil. I'm sure it's more expensive because they have to process it. Anything that's heavily processed is suspect. And, you know, just like I make a percentage on if you buy my vitamin C reset, he makes a percentage on if you buy liposomal C from him, or he's, you know, consulting with the company. I mean, what's the difference?
Yeah, we used to teach people how to make liposomal vitamin C. It was easy to do. It just adds a little oil to it. So supposedly it's more digestible, but whole C is an actual food.
Yeah.
Liposomal vitamin C, to Carolyn's point about processing, is no longer food.
Yeah. Yeah.
At all.
Yeah. But the ascorbic acid is going to become very, very important as we see the amount of heart disease that's occurring. And as I've said before, and maybe I'll be saying it every week, Linus Pauling was working on high dose vitamin C for the heart. He wasn't just focused on colds and flus. They relegated his important research. Oh, vitamin C is good for a cold. No, it is good to heal the little nicks and tears in your arteries that get plugged up as a Band-Aid with cholesterol. And then if you have too much calcium in your bloodstream, the calcium deposits in the cholesterol and makes a plaque. So if you're running around with not enough magnesium to dissolve your calcium in your blood and not enough vitamin C to make collagen to heal up your arteries, then you're in trouble.
Yeah.
You need to have both of those.
Very good. Excellent. We're at the top of the hour, Carolyn. Can you believe it?
No, I don't believe it. And it doesn't mean I want to do 2 hours either.
Rachel's always advocating for 2 hours. If you love Dr. Dean, and everybody does, you can go to drcarolyndean.com. That's her website. You can just go on there and admire the pictures and read the articles and hang out and listen to our old podcasts and carry on with us. Make sure you subscribe to the newsletter so we can keep you informed. And of course, if you're curious about all these formulas, then you've got to go to rnareset.com, and that's where all Carolyn's formulation work is. And they're all very unique, and they're all Dr. Dean's. It's not anything but Carolyn just putting it all together out of her common sense and out of her incredible vast wisdom and out of her leading edge of creation technology, non-physical self, because she's got some special powers for sure. And if you want to do a great thing for your pets, then you should go to Pico Pets. And somebody was asking earlier, what do Pico Pets do? What should I do for my pets? We're going to tell you, everybody who's trying to get to understand Pico Pets, we want you to make sure your pet is fully hydrated first. So you're going to want to buy Pico Mite. Pico Mite is our hydration formula. It's a teaspoon of Pico Mite in a gallon of water. You can pour it in any serving bowl for any number of your pets, and they're going to naturally choose to consume the amount of water that's appropriate for them. But what's going to be added to their water is that hydrating effect, and it's going to set a standard against all the other crap that's in their water. Oh, did I say that? Crap. Sorry. Anyway, so Pico Mite is where you want to start. And then you call customer service just like everybody does, and you get more scoop and read the content and look at the pictures, because I think it's one of the most beautiful pet websites on the planet. Our design team did such an amazing job. Sheila Kern, our designer, that's her dog, Artie, on the cover. My dog, Lady Gaga, is on the bottles. Our staff, all of our pets are on here. And we had a blast doing this, and we bring it to you from our hearts. And it does phenomenal things for your pets. Everybody start with Pico Mite and make sure you've got yours today. What else? Is that it?
Oh, yeah. It's another beautiful week ahead of us. So be happy, be thankful, be grateful, and great things will come to you. Right, Jenny?
That's right. that.
Show me the hearts. Show me the hearts.
Here's our hearts. Love you guys. We'll see you next week. We're going to have our very good friend Newman McCollum with us. Newman's coming.
Become a member of drcarolyndean.com and get access to all her leading edge of creation information, as well as archives, webinars, and other valuable media resources. Join Dr. Dean and Ginny Almighty same time again next week.